From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. David Hogg has become one of the more recognizable student activists from Stoneman Douglas High School. Last week, he called out the media for not giving black students a voice. As WLRN's Nadej Green reports, black students from Stoneman Douglas High School addressed the issue today in Coral Springs.
Several students from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School called a press conference this afternoon at North Community Park in Coral Springs. These were all black students, and they wanted to talk to the media about the fact that their voices have not been heard when it comes to the Never Again movement, when it comes to what it has meant to survive the mass shooting at their school. They felt that they were invisible to the media, but also that the plight of black and brown youth who are impacted by gun violence in Broward County, for example, were not being elevated in the same way that you saw conversations about inclusion and everyday gun violence with students from Chicago and other parts of the country during the march. The student said, you didn't have to go very far to see how gun violence impact people every day because it's here in their own backyard. And they just wanted to give themselves a platform to speak about these issues, but also to elevate the fact that if we're going to be talking about gun violence, if we're going to be talking about who is impacted even by the mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, that the media is being inclusive of all those voices, and that those voices are being heard.
Again, that's WLRN's Nadej Green. Dental hygienists and policy experts gathered for the Oral Health Equity Summit yesterday at Charles Hadley Park in the Liberty City area of Miami. They discussed oral health disparities between low-income and wealthier communities in Miami-Dade County. Roderick King is the CEO of the Florida Institute for Health Innovation. He was one of the policy experts on the panel.
If there's no data, there's no problem. And the problem we have is that we don't have a good handle of the scope and scale of the impact this issue has on black and brown children.
The summit also provided free hygiene education for everyone and dental screenings for children 12 years old and under. Roland Phillips is the health coordinator for the Miami Head Start program. The program provides comprehensive child development services for low-income families. He's currently working with a family struggling with dental care.
This child has been with toothaches and pain for almost a month, and the provider still wanted to set it back to April 22nd. And so I'm just very glad that I had an opportunity to share that with some providers who could actually offer me some assistance.
Phillips says he was able to get an appointment for the child today at the Jesse Trice Community Health Care Center through a dentist that was on the panel. Visit WLRN.org for more details. First responders suffering from PTSD can now be eligible for workers' compensation. The current law only provides compensation for physical injuries, but Governor Rick Scott signed a bill into law yesterday changing that. Florida CFO and State Fire Marshal Jimmy Petronas says the measure is a much-needed solution for people dealing with PTSD.
Our firefighters, they have a suicide rate that's five times higher than the population of the United States. For our first responders, it's over double that. Suicide is not a solution to this problem. Signing this bill into law today tells every first responder in the state it's okay.
The legislation will take effect October 1st. Miami-Dade County Public Schools wants to build housing units on school property and let teachers live there. What do you think about teachers living at the school they teach in? Tell us what you think. Text ROUNDUP to 63735. That's the word ROUNDUP to the number 63735. We may share your comments on the Florida Roundup on Friday. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez. Now back to Andy.